This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Vicky Pridmore is the CEO of Breast Screen Victoria. Good morning, Vicky. Sorry for our chat before we speak to you.
That's okay. Morning, Macca. How are you?
Good, and Tass is here as well.
Good morning to you, Vicky.
Morning, Tass.
Vicky, I understand that on the 29th of November you're going to be running a forum for trans and gender diverse people and accessing breast screen services. Tell us all about that.
Okay. As Breast Screen Victoria has been working for a number of years now about a much stronger inclusive program for LGBTI communities. And this event that we're holding is specifically to consult with and speak with members of the trans and gender diverse communities. We've done some work with TGV, Transgender Victoria, and as part of that, we all agreed that we would go out and survey the community and then hold a specific forum to discuss what the issues are for that are holding people back from the TGV community, why they're not necessarily screening in the numbers that they need to protect their health. So it's at the Rose Clinic in David Jones, which is in the mall.
Yes.
And we're planning that eventually the Rose Clinic will be the first TGD inclusive screening clinic in Australia. So that's why we've been hosting events there.
Fantastic. There's no question, Vicky, in my mind, that Breast Screen Victoria has shown some real leadership in the way in which it's actually engaged with and actively worked with LGBTI communities. So congratulations for that. But could you please tell us a little bit about some of the issues for transgender people and breast screen services? What are some of the issues that emerge there?
Good. Well, there's the general issues that affect all of the population, which is around breast cancer. The risk of breast cancer primarily about being ageing, so over 50, that's why we target women over 50, up to 74, and being female, or in this sense, in this case, female hormones going into your body. So we know that there's a unique set of factors for TGD people, but the research is just not there. Canada's a little bit ahead of the rest of the world, but we do know that there are a unique set of factors that may affect their risk of breast cancer. And as a result, TGD people really don't get the information that they need on breast or chest health. And, you know, this means that they haven't got the information available for informed decisions. We're following Canada's lead, and essentially they make statements around hormone therapy increasing breast cancer risk in trans women. And they've recently introduced a guideline recommending that trans women over 50 be offered 2 yearly screening after 5 years of hormone use. So that's the path we'll go down. But with this survey, what we'd like to do is to build up an understanding of the experiences of trans people when they have tried to access screening services. And we know, you know, when we talk to our group of senior radiographers across the state, we know that there are trans people attending our clinics. But we actually want to know in more detail what it is that would make the clinics feel more inclusive. So that's part of the survey.
That's a great piece of work, actually, Vicky.
Yes, I think so. So we've had a survey out there, which I'll send you through the link if you like, if you can put that up on your website.
Well, we can also Twitter that as well for you.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And then the aim of this of the workshop is to discuss the information that's coming out of that survey. So we've actually got Ro Allens coming along to work with us on the night, the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, and Ruth McNair. I don't know whether you know Ruth.
Oh, Ruth McNair's been on this show many times.
Fantastic.
A very famous GP and very well known within our community.
And she's just such a fabulous advisor to the program and the work we're doing. And the other person who I can't speak in theory without mentioning is the wonderful Catherine Barrett, Dr. Catherine Barrett. She'll be there on the night with us.
another person that we've had on our show as well. They're all very good people.
It's like old home week, isn't it?
Well, and we've also got Brenda Appleton and Sally Goldner, so the immediate and the past chair of Transgender Victoria. So we've got, on the night, we think we've got the people attending who are the most able to speak with comfortably the TGD community. And so that's the end of the game, actually, to bring together that expertise and to understand as closely as we can at this stage what we can do to change our practices so that more transgender diverse people feel comfortable walking through the door.
Sounds like great work, Vicky, and we would certainly love to have a follow-up conversation with you at some point in the future. Once you've actually got some of the findings and you've done your consultation and you've looked at the way in which your service models might be tweaked, we'd be very interested to follow that up with you and perhaps maybe even invite a consumer to come in and share their story as well.
That'd be good.
That would be fantastic. We know your show goes out to a broad broad part of the community, and that sort of advertising and having people understand what we're doing and where we're going is just vital.
Well, we think of it as engaging rather than advertising, but thank you very much for the feedback.
Well, you are both very engaging, yes.
Enjoy the rest of your day and thank you for making time this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks, Vicky. And that's a great initiative, a very, very important initiative. And glad to hear about that.
I think it's fantastic, actually. And for a mainstream org like Breast Screen Victoria to actively engage with our communities like that in a proactive way. They haven't had to be dragged into this. They've reached out and said, we want to work with you. We want to hear what's important for you.
Absolutely.
Great work.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.